Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
A great show for you all today, dishing you all the entertainment and celebrity news that you have been waiting to hear about. Now, our girl Portia is out today, but that's okay because we got our friend of the show joining us, reality star, host, and author Quad Webb is in the house.
In the building, baby.
Yeah. Hi. All right, y'all, so let's get on down to business. Later on, you'll never guess who Demi Moore de-virginized. Ooh. And did somebody dare to outdress Jennifer Lopez?
No, they didn't.
Head Crack, tell me what's cracking.
Well, Ken, who, all right? There's a new Shawn Mendes doll on the shelves.
What?
Now, the singer shared a new miniature doll made in his likeness on Instagram with the caption, "Guys, they made me a miniature me dolls. Super weird." And as we all know, this is not the first time we've seen a celebrity doll. Stars like Beyonce, Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Jackson, and many more, they've all had a doll fame, right? Mm-hmm. But do you think Shawn Mendes' doll looks like him?
Not at all.
It does look like him. He has the nice black hair, or brunette hair, the nice eye, honey, and the nice porcelain skin. It looks just like him.
It's giving me puppet tees with a toupee.
Yeah, like Team America World Police kind of puppets.
That's where I'm at.
It's not, it don't look like him to me at all.
I don't think so.
The face is a little wide. It's his eyes aren't that big. The hair may be similar or the same color, but I would have never guessed Shawn Mendes.
They did throw him a guitar for added effect just to drive home the point he's a musician.
But and I could have said that's John Mayer.
But it has the tattoo.
Yeah, it has two tattoos on it.
Just like he has. I mean, it looks
who knows
amazing.
That about him?
I think this doll actually looks like whoever's holding it. If you get
like John Stamos.
This is a Hanson doll.
Right.
This is one of them Jonas
one
Brothers.
One of Jonas Brothers.
I was just about to say that.
All right, y'all. So this is interesting. So check it out. In a recent interview with Kourtney Kardashian for People Magazine, the reality star and mom of three opened up about her faith and how she plans on handling the topic with her kids. Kourtney spoke about a column on her website, Poosh, that was inspired by her own interest in creating conversations about spirituality. She said, "I have a lot of close friends who are pastors from going to great churches, and I was interested in how to incorporate spirituality and my beliefs into my children's lives because my dad did such a great job of it with us. I don't want to be forceful with them. I want them to have an understanding of spirituality." So here's my question. Do you think her not being forceful about spirituality is a good thing for her kids? They could say, "I want to go to church," because black people didn't have that
option.
Yeah,
we didn't have that option.
Most
like, that's what
anyway.
We were doing on
most
Sunday.
Of us.
It and was they should, right, because typically, white people be in and out of church in an hour.
That
real.
Is
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. We need about 4 hours on Sunday, 7 days a week, Sunday school, Bible class, church after service, revival,
revive
convention,
on Wednesday,
prayer meeting.
And don't let it be the pastor's anniversary.
Oh, man. Pastor's appreciation week.
Absolutely.
The mother's circle.
Yeah, okay, the mother's board.
The usher board.
The usher board.
Yeah, the
first choir rehearsal.
All of it. The kids can give God that 46 minutes
please.
That it requires.
Yes.
That church.
Yes.
It is a stark difference between a black church and a white church. It really is.
Oh, well, the choir of the black church will do a whole gospel mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but at least you catch the Holy Ghost with some good music. It ain't like,
a weird prayer.
You be like...
It's so true.
The pastor come out dressed like a wizard.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I don't mind taking a stroll down memory lane. And not too long ago, actress Jessica Biel surprised her fans with a throwback video on Instagram of herself auditioning for a role of Erin in the 2003 remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You want to take a look? Let's do it.
If we leave this body here, then we're just gonna get in a load of trouble.
Yes.
Oh, he's killing him. He's killing him.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Who is
the guy with the chainsaw? He's over there. He's over there. You gotta help me. You gotta believe me.
All right, all right. You just keep your pretty little ass in that dirt until I say otherwise, all right?
Why is she laying on the ground?
I've seen this movie, and that is a scene from it.
It is.
Yeah. But this was bad.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, were you guys impressed at all with Jessica's auditioning tape?
Yeah, she did amazing.
They probably called her back a couple of times, and she was able to do it better, and they hired her.
Yeah, because she's Jessica Biel. You know, she's a beautiful blonde.
Oh. I want to splice that in with the footage of Tyrese auditioning for Django.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't either.
You must Google it.
Oh, my really? God.
Yo.
How did you even know he auditioned?
No, because we made fun of it one time with Dish Nation.
Okay.
Man, listen, this movie could be about a black man's quest to find lotion.
In a world, one man is on a quest to find lotion.
Please! Please! No!
Tyrese Gibson is Django unlotion. The D is silent.
Yeah, I didn't think Jessica did well at all. I didn't believe it. I wasn't buying it. I wouldn't even put it on layaway.
Damn. Oh, my God. I mean, that's awful. I mean,
it is what it is. It's my opinion.
But she worked hard at that.
I'm sure she did.
Look at how successful
she is today. But that, my dear, was a no-no.
Well, you know,
it was the beginning.
She got
better.
You know, I've seen the things that she's slayed.
Yeah, like now.
Well, I could do better. I mean,
he's after you, Gary. Run!
But honey, I could do much better.
Okay, what would you do? You go ahead.
I could lay down and do much better.
No. Acting like there was a monster after
you. Yeah, and I could act like it was a monster just after me, honey, like what she did.
What would you do? What would you do?
And you would be laying on your stomach.
Yeah, act like a giant snake came into the room or something.
He's after you, Gary. Run! Run, Gary! He has a chainsaw!
Gary's gonna kill you!
Black snake! Black snake!
Honey, you ain't never been afraid of no black snakes. Now get some wax.
Why are you pushing it, pulling it towards you?
Like Demi Moore's new memoir, Inside Out, is spilling more tea, honey. Mm. The actress revealed how remorseful she felt taking John Cryer's virginity while filming No Small Affair in the 80s. Damn. She said, I played a young nightclub singer, and John Cryer played the 19-year-old photographer who falls in love with her. John fell for me in real life, too, and lost his virginity to me while we were making that movie. Mm. She continued, it pains me to think of how callous I was with his feelings that I stole what could have been such an important and beautiful moment from him.
She sound like a pirate.
I mean, she is like vicious and malicious.
She's been pillaging
his virginity. She's been going around raping people. Like,
oh my goodness. She was giving a... government cheat.
Okay.
Yes, honey, she was screwing out of both forelegs.
Well, y'all, it turns out Moore was not Cryer's first. John responded with, well, the good thing about this is she doesn't have to feel bad about it anymore, because while I'm sure she was totally justified in making the assumption based on my skill level and the stunned look on my face at the time, I had actually lost my virginity in high school.
Oh, wow. Wah, 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 wah. He let her have it.
Yes, he did let her have it.
Oh, he let no bitch, you were not.
You were not my first.
And you're not the first.
And it makes it believable because it was self-deprecating along the way.
Yes.
Like, he didn't have the skill set at the time.
Right.
So, and that's, he's saying he didn't know how to pump once or twice. He just laid there, huh?
I think he was so excited that it was Demi, too, you know? Like,
he probably
exactly.
Right.
But she wasn't even on fire like she was, like, later when she did
but
movies
she
like
Striptease.
She was
always beautiful, though.
G.I. Jane.
She's always been beautiful.
Yeah, but she was a tramp, honey. I'm sorry.
My goodness,
my God.
It's like he climaxed while putting the condom on.
What was the word for thought back in the day?
Strumpet. She was a strumpet. Up next, let's find out what Spice Girl had J-Lo beat when it came down to wearing the infamous Versace green dress. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey, yo.
All right, when you think of the iconic fashion moments, you can't help but think of Jennifer Lopez at the 2000 Grammys, right? Yeah. Ooh, J-Lo blew everybody away with her super-cut, low-cut, green Versace-cut gown. Lord have mercy.
Cuts
but did
everywhere.
You know that she wasn't the first person to wear it?
Wait, someone wore it before her?
I sure don't remember. Well, Jerry Halliwell, a.k.a. Ginger Spice from the Spice Girls, actually wore the same dress a month earlier at a music award show in Cannes. But I guess Jenny from the block blocked it from our memory.
Yeah, I guess she did.
Results may vary.
Yeah, J-Lo wore it better.
Yeah, I never knew that someone else had that dress.
I don't know if she wore it better.
She wore it better. You just look at the picture, honey. You can compare if you don't remember.
She wore it more trampily.
No, she wore it better. Her body, I'm sorry, seems a little more sleek and a little more tall and elongated. I think the black hair complements the dress more so than the blonde hair down like that, and it being pulled back accentuates the V in her cleavage part.
Yeah, like Jerry wore the dress, but J-Lo rocked it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It is a difference.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because Jerry looked nice. I mean, Jennifer was just coming off from that shooting or whatever with Puffy at that time, huh? So she needed something to bring attention, so she wore that dress. But Jerry looked real good in it, too, though. I mean, I love her shoe, the shoe that she had on with it. But I like Jerry's wear.
Not better than J-Lo.
And I don't like J-Lo's hair. I mean,
keep it 100, Gary. Come on. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I know Donatella specifically made that dress, honey, for Jerry. She was a Spice Girl.
Well, she specifically got ignored once J-Lo wore it, okay?
J-Lo just shut it down. She did. She just rocked shut it down.
Head crack
that was a fashion eclipse.
It was. And we're still talking about it. It's how many years later? Nobody remembers Jerry's dress. I'm sorry, Jerry.
All right, y'all. This is kind of a non-smash alert. Put the clothes back on. Now, okay. Modern Family actress Sarah Hyland met her man, Wells Adams, right before she had a kidney transplant, so they didn't have sex right away. You know, because you got to be careful, you know? She explained, I had all these health issues at the beginning of our relationship. We weren't able to have that physical part of the relationship like you normally have in the beginning. So that bonded us on an emotional and intellectual level much faster.
Well, sometimes it's good to wait for some people.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You shouldn't always jump right into sex.
When you remove sex, because sex sometimes can cloud your thought process.
Absolutely.
And it speeds things up, you know, when you're really not really ready for it. So I like the idea of really personally trying to connect with an individual emotionally.
No,
we know you don't.
My thing is, especially if you're an adult, we not going to sit here, honey, and go all these months and years talking, having tea and coffee to determine if we're going to be together. After you have sex, now you know if I like you.
But Gary, she had a health issue. Like, just imagine if you try to have sex right after your surgery.
Yeah,
Yeah, you already said it was.
You wouldn't want the person to just leave.
Huh?
You wouldn't want the person to just leave.
You just
want him
started
to get to know
again
you for yourself
speed.
First.
Yeah, that's why we have sex first. Well, you do something, honey. There's more than one way.
Ooh. Well, you're weak sometimes. Sometimes you just don't have the energy.
Oh, you have to do something to make him stay around. But it's good he stayed around, but you give him something to stay around.
I'm sure they kept it saucy in other ways. I mean, like,
yeah, well, she should say that.
But she's,
oh my God.
She's a wholesome girl, like
she
on a semi-wholesome show. You don't want to be just be thotting and bopping on the internet. And I think this gives people hope. Because there's still some people who are stuck in the 1950s. They're like, I'm going to wait till I'm married to have sex. You know, so this gives people hope that you can wait and you don't have to smash.
She had the kidney thing, right? She got the kidney transplant.
Right.
So, but now if he get with a nine and stuff, then they decide to have sex or whatever, he's going to be scared he might be hurting the kidney.
No, she's
kidney
healed. She's fully healed now, honey. She's ready. She's popping
they
now.
Probably doing
but
it.
I'm just saying, earlier on, it was a no-no. You know that. And you know you can't go around laying with everybody you meet.
Don't. You can't. No. You can't tell Gary
what it is, so, honey. You know, because my thing is you're going to do what you're going to do anyway. And they're going to be around. They're going to be around.
Gary is the lady and the tramp.
Oh, okay,
both
then.
In one. Two for one, baby. Two for one.
Up next, we have a throwback game that's going to keep you guessing and us, too. We'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
What's up?
Now, I have a fun game I want to play with y'all, and I know how the room likes to get super competitive, right?
Yes.
So we're going to play this game called Throw Back That Photo. And the way the game works is like this. I'm going to show you a throwback photo of a celebrity, and you have to guess and call out the name of who you think it is. Now, each photo is worth 1 point, and the person with the most points wins the game.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it, man.
All right, so this first one, worth 1 point. This person is no stranger to scandal.
Hey, I got to catch. Well, Washington.
I'm going to give her the point because.
Hell no.
You said her name.
You had it wrong.
You said Carrie Wilson.
You
said she said the right one.
You don't get 20 guesses.
But when you're mad and you were strong and wrong, you should have to sit out after you said your wrong answer.
Carrie Hilson,
baby. You were confident, but you were confident
wrong. But Brad, I came back and corrected it.
You did, but she said the right one.
Whatever.
Gary ain't here for it. He's like, whatever, bitch.
All right, here go the next photo.
Britney Spears.
No. And if this is a clue that you would like to use, her mom is actually even more famous than she is.
Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Kate You're in the neighborhood. Kate, all you got to do is pull up in the driveway.
Kate Hudson.
There you go.
There you go.
Yup, yup. I don't know how y'all got that, because I would have never
got it. Because the clue helped.
Next one. Now, we're looking at the guy.
Give us a clue.
Oh, no. He got black hair. He married the lady that's the blue person in the X-Men. He got darker hair now. John Stamos.
Correct.
What? Mm-hmm.
Don't know how you got that.
It's just the eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is aggressive. All right, the next one. She looked just like herself.
Oh, my God.
She that's like the girl Aaron who played Edwards. In The yeah. Sopranos. Y'all gonna have
give
to put some black people
Graham.
Up here now.
You know, if she went to Starbucks, she's probably most likely to order the Grande.
Ariana Grande!
That's correct.
Not the girl from
that don't look like the donut liquor.
She's kept it real. Many years, she still has her ponytail.
Yeah, she used to be whiter back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, just to keep things suspenseful, this next one is worth 5 points.
Which one?
Who are we looking at?
The littler person in the picture.
I don't know who
Zendaya.
That is.
No, but that's a good guess.
Like Aisha Tyler. I mean, Aisha
Vanessa Curry. Williams.
Can you give us a clue?
I will say that the person that she's married to is pretty legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Selena!
All right, you're going to have to sit in that wrong answer for a minute while everybody else has a chance to answer.
No.
Wait a minute. Her
husband is legendary.
Did he play a sport?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay,
so. What's her name? Oh! What's her name?
Say her name.
I know who it is.
I mean, dude.
What's her name?
Dude is one of the most legendary
dudes. Bitch, I know who it is. I'm trying to get it. Who is it?
Another clue was he was not in the movie I Am Legend.
John Legend.
That's correct. Brat stole
John Legend.
Chrissy Teigen.
I didn't even whoop y'all to it. I said he's going to be a legend till he dies.
You did say
married to a legendary dude.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, he doesn't play a sport.
Yeah, music is competitive and he's a pianist.
It's not a sport. He can't get no points for that.
That's right.
Oh, let me run you the crown.
Let me get the
queen
crown.
Without a crown.
She's your
congratulations.
Queen to be.
Congratulations.
Nation desires. Up next, y'all, you won't believe the unexpected guest on this property that had Tyler Perry running for the hills. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, if you're a writer, you need a calm place to get the creative juices flowing. And Tyler Perry thought he found just that. Then he shared this video online with the caption, "When I was building this house, I thought this would be a great place for me to sit out in my backyard and write, read, and nap." Ugh! This big guy made me rethink all of that. You can have it. You were here first. I'll read, write, and nap inside until you hibernate. Yo, what would y'all do if y'all saw this outside y'all crib?
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't go outside.
You wouldn't?
Absolutely not.
Quad, that is a bear, honey. That is God's natural nature. He put
wildlife animal that's not trained
me.
And not made to be a pet or nice to people.
But you went to his habitat. That was his neighborhood first, so
Baby.
You should welcome him. Are he welcoming you?
He need to put some type of alarm or something around all the parameters, so if something crosses it big like that, it dings or it beeps or it alerts him somehow.
So stay your ass in the house.
Time to go inside.
So
now.
They have bears and Bankhead in that look like, is that the area?
That is not Bankhead.
You can look at those snow-capped mountains and tell that is no in Atlanta. That's Tyler Perry. You know, he got cribs all over.
Oh!
Yeah, that bear was about to come inside and see how hot or cold Tyler Perry's porridge was.
Okay. Mm.
That bear was looking for Madea, honey.
Now, let me tell you this. Now, that bear don't want to see parts of Madea. I can tell you that.
Yeah, Madea would have wrestled that bear down faster than Leonardo DiCaprio did in The Revenant.
Okay. And said, hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.